Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, some more letters from the front, some more news from the front. The whole world is reacting with revulsion to what Putin did and what he's doing right now. The animal, viewed as an animal. All 27 members of the EU, not just Britain. Well, Britain's out of it now. So all 27 members of the EU, plus Britain, Canada, Japan, and Australia, are standing up against these people. Poland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic have now refused to pay their play their qualifying matches in Russia for the World Cup. Now, that's a big deal. The World Cup is probably the most watched event in the world. People live and die by soccer. They call it football. We call it soccer. But Poland, Sweden, and the Czech Republic are refusing to play in Russia. The soccer governing authority has moved its games that are supposed to be played there to Paris. They're supposed to be played in St. Petersburg, Russia, to Paris. They will not go to a country run by animals, genocidal maniacs who are trying to murder, genocide in an adjacent country. Russian special forces have now taken over the Chernobyl nuclear disaster site. Chernobyl is in Ukraine. It's in Ukraine. They have taken the staff there hostages, including, these are nuclear scientists, some of them were trying to stop the spread of radioactivity. Much of that area will be uninhabitable for a century. Ukraine, when it was part of the Soviet Union and this occurred, built a $1 billion dome to contain the radioactivity. That's now been breached, apparently, just reports a couple of hours ago. There are vast reserves of nuclear waste there. It takes a long time for it to dissipate, if you can use the word safely. There are higher radioactivity levels in Ukraine and Belarus now as a result of this invasion. By the way, Russia had expelled our number two diplomat in Moscow a few weeks ago. Biden just expelled their number two in Washington. He made it clear we're not going to put up with this. In addition to soccer, there is a famous Russian conductor who is supposed to conduct at Carnegie Hall, the Vienna Philharmonic, at Carnegie Hall in New York. They said, get out of here. They threw the bum out. You're scum. Get out of here. And there's a pianist. They threw him out. Not because he's Russian. I've told you before, I was in Russia in 1997 during detente, during the thaw. Gorbachev had paved the way for democracy, even though he's a communist. Boris Yeltsin was the president. Everybody was very friendly. In the early 90s, some of the Russian Foreign Service people had talked with George H.W. Bush about becoming a pure democracy and joining NATO themselves. What the heck? They're culturally, religiously, and ethnically very similar to Serbia, ethnically similar to Poland, the other Slavic countries. Would have been a great coalition containing the Islamic states to the south and China to the east. That's where we have descended. You know, here's a statistic. I got to throw this out. In polls before the invasion, in polls, say, last year even, people in Ukraine were asked what their impression was of Russia, and it was 70% favorable, 70. Less than 30% unfavorable, the rest had no opinion, 70. Right now, it is more than 90% unfavorable. Russia acted with extraordinary stupidity in doing this. In the words of Talleyrand, the 19th century, French statesman, It was worse than a crime. It was a blunder. There's no prospect of Ukraine joining NATO. There are no American troops or missiles in Ukraine. I'm not talking about a handful of trainers. I'm talking about anything real. No missiles in Eastern Europe. We were content to trade with them. By doing this, Putin has rallied all of Eastern Europe against him because they're afraid he'll go back in there. In 1956, he invaded Budapest, Hungary, took over Hungary, built a prison where they tortured people, intellectuals, clergymen. The cardinal in Budapest had to live in the American embassy because they were out to get him and torture him. They invaded Czechoslovakia in 1968, murdered people. That summer in the Olympics, you remember in Mexico City, the finals in water polo were between Czechoslovakia and Russia. And the Czechs won, but suddenly the judges, I'm not kidding, saw blood started to surface in the water. In water polo, sometimes you're underwater. And the Czech players went after them with their bare hands. It was ugly, very ugly. You think that the China Olympics were ugly? They ain't nothing on the Olympics in Mexico City in 1968. There are not just soccer, not just music. Russia, all of Russia is treated with fear, contempt. You know, in the 1300s, in the Middle Ages, the Upper Middle Ages, there's a plague in Europe spread by rats. There are some estimates that half of Europe died. I don't believe that. And a lot of scientists now, looking at pollen counts and other things, don't believe it either. But a lot of people did die. There are no vaccines. Of course, there are no anti-vaxxers. A lot of the masking stuff you have now goes to Venice. Back in that time period, they walked around with those funny masks where their noses look like a bird's beak. But these rats would be in garbage cans and alleys, disease on their whiskers and their teeth. The Russian leadership now are rats, disease-carrying rats with disease on their mustaches and their teeth. Putin in particular, but also all of the oligarchs. Together, they have stolen trillions of dollars out of the Russian economy. When I was over there in 1997, it was starting to do a little better, but it's still very poor. I was walking by myself in Moscow, and there was this elderly woman who over here would be probably somebody who would be on some kind of assistance in some kind of facility. And she's sitting on a sidewalk selling flowers. There was a basket of them. You know what they were? They were dandelions. So I took, I don't know, 100 rubles, and I put them in her basket, and she looked at me like, you know, I was J. Pierpont Morgan or Rockefeller or something. They treat their people like dogs, and they steal money from them. Walking down another street, and there's a guy playing the violin with his hat there for money. You know, you see that a lot of places. This guy played the way the first violin would play in the Vienna Philharmonic or the New York Philharmonic. This was not only a professional, but top of his game guy. Top of his game guy. And I threw another 100 rubles in his hat. This is during detente. This is during the thaw. The Russian leadership has stolen money. Putin is wealthier than Bezos, wealthier than Elon Musk through theft. That is a consequence to standard of living. Their wages are low. Food is in short supply because they are run by thieves. The people that I give the most credit to, there are a couple of thousand demonstrators that came out right there. I saw them on TV. You know what guts that takes? I mean, here, you'll have protests, you'll have the insurrection, And that was a felony, what they were doing, beating up police officers. But if somebody wanted to walk around with a sign saying the election is no good, even though they're wrong, they can do it in the United States. They won't be arrested. Black Lives Matter, there were some people who, and some of them actually were false flaggers from the right wing who broke windows. But, you know, as long as people just marched, nobody arrested them. Over there, Putin is a sadist. He's an authoritarian. He will treat his own people the way he'll treat the Ukrainians. They arrested 1,600 of them, beat the hell out of them. A lot of them are going to jail. They target your family. They'll target your wife and kids. It's a slave state. It's a 1984 state. I'm talking about George Orwell's novel, 1984. Read it. Read his novel, 1984. The thing that kills me is how the Republican Party and a lot of their leadership and their so-called intellectuals are siding with Putin. And they're not even, it's not just Trump. Trump is saying, said in Mar-a-Lago yesterday, I can't believe it. It was very smart. Putin got all that real estate, that country just walked in for $2 in sanctions. He looked on a real estate transaction based on theft, which is how he operates. But Ukrainians are getting killed. Thousands and thousands of Ukrainians in bomb shelters that are really underground subways, with a couple of bathrooms for 5,000 people and all those kids, and no food. And Trump says for $2 in sanctions, he gets real estate. Well, let me tell you something else. Tucker Carlson is continuing to support Putin to the point where they will stream Tucker Carlson's broadcasts in Russia with subtitles. And they were considering, it's not going to happen now, having him interview Putin over in Moscow, Russia. Tokyo Rose, Axis Sally, Moscow, Carlson. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.